Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zorah Daf Samach Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Masechet. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. At the very top of Samach Vov Amud Aleph, we encounter the beginning of a series of different cases involving a machloikis Abaye and Rava. We have a Mivneh heading that appears in our margin. Notice at the upper part of the page, in the outside margin, Mivneh, and we also indicate that one should be aware that this is Ad Omid Beis. We have a series of cases marked off with a Roman numeral. There are 1 through 4. And we also have a trapezoid or volcano marking featuring or highlighting the names Abaye and Rava. So we have 4 machloikisim, Abaye and Rava. However, when looking at the different cases, we'll be able to find certain common denominators between different breakdowns or different groupings of these cases. For example, we've indicated in our note on the side, 1 through 3, taruvos iser v'heter, mixtures of that which is forbidden with that which is allowed. Cases 3 and 4, even though we've already made a reference to case 3, there's a certain type of overlap. When you look at case 3 and 4, there will be a common meshutaf lahem inyan shel reach. The issue of scent, of smell, will be common to cases 3 and 4. We've also indicated that you'll find in cases in our mark the use of a bow tie form in cases 1 and 2. So if you skim ahead in the Gemara, you'll see in cases 1 and 2 the appearance of a bow tie form. This is here to highlight the expressions taimo, taste, shma. Shma is the name, how something is referred to. So in cases 1 and 2, where we've emphasized these expressions taimo, the taste, and name, machlokes Abaye v'Rava, eich magdirin hamazon. We'll see a controversy between Abaye and Rava, how to classify food items. Al pi taimo, one approach will be according to its taste, o al pi, or another approach will be al pi shmo, the way it is referred to, the name, how we call something. He'ora, we have a note here which is of benefit for the Gemara as it unfolds later on the daf. We say v'zu b'tnai shelohoya shinui bereche. The idea that we mentioned that something may be classified according to its name or according to its taste. This is provided that there has been no change in the smell of the item. The bereche sheyesh shinui bereche. At the point that there's some kind of change in the smell of the item, lefi Abaye, according to Abaye, de adkan kova al pitam, until now, he was kovea, he determined things based on taste, yesh likbo me'ato lefi reach. Abaye will then appear later in the Gemara as saying that the main way to determine something, if it's undergone a change in the smell, is through its smell. Kedemuchach behemshech in case 3. We will see this idea later. So that even though at this point in the Gemara, one isn't really expected to fully appreciate the classification based on name or taste, or as we'll see later, smell, it's important to at least hear the ideas at the outset, and we'll see the application of the ideas as we go on in the Gemara. So let's now turn to the case number 1 at the top of the page, Samach Vov Amud Aleph, Chamro Atiko Be'invi, a mixture of wine. We'll assume, of course, problematic wine, Osir wine, but it's old, it's aged wine, as opposed to grape juice, that this Isser wine, this forbidden wine, gets mixed with grapes. And Of course, we can assume that we're talking about a situation where it will be insufficient simply to rinse off the grapes, so we could talk about cracked grapes. Everyone will agree that there will be a problem if you can perceive the taste of the wine. In the case of aged wine has a clear, different taste than grapes. So, as far as the way to determine the status of the grapes, we say it depends on if you can perceive the taste of the wine. Chamro chadeto b'invi. Chamro chadet literally is new wine. It's non-fermented wine. We can refer to it as grape juice that gets mixed up with grapes. The grape juice, though, is problematic. Is osir grape juice. Abaye Omar b'mashihu. Abaye says that even if there's a minuscular amount, a mashu, which means an infinitesimally small amount of the osir grape juice that got mixed up with the kosher grapes, all of the grapes are forbidden. The Rova Omar Beno Saint Tam. Rova says it's not going to be through a mashu. It would be only an amount that if it were aged wine, you could perceive the taste. So too, even though it's grape juice, it would have to be an amount. This idea of, even though in reality you cannot perceive the taste because grape juice and grapes have the same taste, the imagined perception of taste, had it not been grape juice but old wine, is the standard by which we judge the prohibition. In simpler terms, the shiur, this quantity, would be 1 in 60. The Gemara now goes over the shitas of Abaye and Rava with further explanation. At this point, we've highlighted their names with the trapezoid form that we indicated earlier in our introduction. Abaye Omar b'mashihu. Abaye says that the mixture is going to be prohibited even though there's a minuscule amount of osir wine, of osir grape juice. Osir taimo azlinon. He determines mixtures based on taste. And in this case, idi v'idi cha taimahu. The grape juice and the grapes have one taste, have the same taste. V'have le min b'mino. And as a result of this, the description of the mixture is of two like kinds, min b'mino, two similar kinds. U'min b'mino b'mashu. And the general approach to min b'mino mixtures is that since it's impossible to perceive the taste, even a minuscule amount will render it forbidden. In simpler terms, we refer to this situation as min b'mino b'mashu, that it's also even if a minuscule, infinitesimally small amount of forbidden substance gets mixed in. But Rava Omar b'no Saint Tam. Rava determines the mixture by the issue of perception of taste. Now, how does he come to this? Boser Shmo Azlinon. He evaluates or determines mixtures based on name. V'hai Shmo L'chud, v'hai Shmo L'chud. Each one of the items, grape juice versus grapes, they have different names. They're referred to differently. And as a result of this, the two elements being different, v'havili min b'shein omino. This is called a mixture of unlike substances. U'min b'shein omino b'no Saint Tam. And the way we determine a mixture of unlike substances is by the ability of the usher substance to impart a taste. As we mentioned before, and Rashi makes reference to this, this in practical terms would be 1 in 60. In other words, if there is more than 60 times the amount of grapes as there is the grape juice that fell in, then everything would be okay. At this point, we have a new geometric form, the diamond, and this is also explained on the side by under the Mivneh heading, their Kushios al Abaye. We'll be challenging Abaye in the next with these couple questions. Tanan. Yayin Esech Shenofal Agabi Anovim Asuros. The Mishnah teaches that if forbidden wine falls on grapes, the grapes are forbidden. The assumption in raising a question on Abaye is as follows: that the wine spoken about here in the Mishnah was new wine, namely grape juice. Now, the issue of Chamro Chadato was the controversy between Abaye and Rava. My lav b'no Saint Tam, and when the Mishnah says they're usher, the assumption is it's usher if the usher wine provides the usher grape juice would have been capable of imparting a taste. Now the fact that we're assuming all of this, it comes out as a question on Abaye. We're saying that the isser, the prohibition of the Mishnah, is b'no Saint Tam. Using the example we cited before, based on Rashi, is that only if there would be less than 60 times the amount of grapes would there be a problem. According to Abaye, even if there were more than 60 times the amount of grapes, there would be a problem. So Abaye responds as lo b'mashu. The issur here is even if there is a mashu, even if there's an infinitesimally small amount of yayin esach, there would be an issur, there would be a problem. The Gemara asks, but ha midikatani seifa, the fact that the seifa emphasizes as follows, ze haklal, the seifa means the latter part, the end part of our Mishnah says, kol shebahanosoi b'noi sein tam osir, that if there is a positive taste, then the mixture is forbidden, kol she'ein banoso b'noi sein tam, if there is not a positive taste, then mutter. So we see that the focus of the Mishnah is Michlal de Benoi Saint Tam Askinon, that the Mishnah is determining mixtures, including the case of Chamro Chadato B'Invi, the grape juice with the wines, based on a No Saint Tam standard. And that, once again, is a Kasha on Abaye. The Abaye's response is Masnisen B'Chamro Atiko B'Invi. Our Mishnah is not talking about the case of grape juice and wine, which was the grape juice and the grapes, which was the machlokes Abaye and Rava. Rather, the Mishnah is talking about the case of old wine and anovim. And in that case, everyone will agree that it's determined by the ability to impart a taste. And that's very simply because in the case of aged wine, fermented wine, and grapes, it's a min b'she'eino mino mixture. They do not have the same taste, and they do not have the same name either. Case number two. Chalo de chamro v'chalo de shichro. A mixture of two kinds of vinegars. Wine vinegar with grain vinegar. One being usser and one being mutter. Another case. Chamro de chiti v'chamiro de chiti v'chamiro de sairi. Chamiro is sourdough. One is of a wheat base, and the other one is a barley-based sourdough. One is allowed, or we'll say one is chulin, and one is truma. For our purposes, we'll simply say one is allowed, and one is not allowed. So we have a mixture of substances. Abaye. Before we go further, let's make it clear that there are two separate cases. You have the vinegars getting mixed up, or the case of the sourdoughs getting mixed up. Once again, we see Abaye and Rava featured with our trapezoid marking. Abaye Omar Beno Saint Tam. The way to determine the issue is, will you perceive a taste? And why is that? Because Boser Taimo Azlinon, he views the mixtures, he bases his description of Taruvas based on the issue of taste. V'hai Taimo Luchud, v'hai Taimo Luchud. It's very interesting to note, of course, through the markings, you can see that Abaye consistently determines mixtures based on Ta'am. It just so happens that in case one, following the Tam method, the prohibition would have been through Mashihu. That's because the case featured above was a case where they had the same Tam. Here we have a mixture of two items. Once again, Abaye consistently bases himself on Tam, but the two items over here have a different Tam. As a result of having a different Tam, let's go on in the Gemara, and you'll see we'll be referring to this as a case of min b'she'eino mino. So as we go on in the Gemara, Abaye says you determine mixtures, taruves, following the issue of tam. V'hai taima l'chud, v'hai taima l'chud. Each one of the items, whether it be grain vinegar versus wine vinegar, One is challah d'shichra, is more accurately is beer-based vinegar versus wine-based vinegar. Each one has a different taste. V'habi lei, the Gemara goes on to say min b'sheino mino, as a result of establishing that tarovus is based on the tam of the items, we have different tams, different tastes of the two items, and therefore because of that they're called min b'sheino mino, different types. Min b'sheino mino b'no sein tam. The way we evaluate mixtures of a min b'sheino mino, we go based on taste. The Rava Omar b'mashu. Notice Rava here takes the restrictive approach. He says that even if it's an infinitesimally small amount of the forbidden, the substance that got mixed together with the mutter substance, it'll be usur. And why is that? Usur shmo azlina, because Rava, in looking at mixtures, he emphasizes the way the items are called. What are they? How are they named? B'hai cholamikri, b'hai cholamikri. The first example was a mixture of different types of vinegars. Well, they're both called vinegar. V'hai chamiro mikri, v'hai chamiro mikri. The two types of sourdoughs, they're both referred to by the term sourdough. So you have a mixture of like items, v'havi le min b'mino. And as a result of there being like items, they're like in the same in the terms of name, and Rava emphasizes name, the shma, the chomin b'mino b'mashi. When you have mixtures of like items, they are bimashihu. It may be of convenience when learning these Gemaras to realize that there are a lot of constants. In other words, there aren't you don't have to maintain constantly changing variables over here. One has to bear in mind that Abaye consistently emphasizes ta'am, and Rava consistently emphasizes shma, name. And there are givens here that min b'mino is always treated with strictness, namely b'mashu, and min b'she'eno mino are always treated with the leniency of shishim, 60, which we refer to by no saint tam. The expression no saint tam doesn't give a taste. The only things that change as far as the sugis are concerned are the analysis of the different mixtures. Do you emphasize in a given mixture, do you emphasize the name, or do you emphasize the taste? Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Mino amino lo de boser taimo azlinon. From where do I know, where do I see in Tanaic sources that the emphasis is to be placed on the taste of the respective items in the mixture? This is a long point. We've indicated this by the nun that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line, and that tells us that until you get to the second wide line of the Gemara, all of these lines are involved in Abaye demonstrating from where he knows his idea that one is to emphasize taste. So the Gemara continues. From where do I know that one emphasizes the issue of taste? The Sanya. We have a Tanaic source. Tavlin shnayim u'shloisha shemois vehein min echot. Spices that are one min with three different names. Rashi cites as an example a spice known as pilpel. You can have a pilpel oroich, lovon, or shachar. O min shloisha asurin umitstarfin, or three different types of things, and they are forbidden items. Umitstarfin, they can join up to create a problem, to create a restriction. Before we go further, Rashi provides a good deal of background. You can see this in the Rashi, in the upper part of the narrow lines. Tavlin shnayim shlosha shemos vein min echod oy min shlosha asurin mitstarfin. Hachi garsin maseches orla. Rashi cites that this is coming from the tractate of Orla. Gimel shemos vein min echod, three different names, but they all form one variety of spice. Gagon pilpel lavan, pilpel shachar, pilpel oroch. They're all called, they're called min echad because they're all pilpel. Oy min shloisha v'gimel shemos heim, or three different types of things with three different names, asunim mitstarfin, they are forbidden and can join up. Im noflu l'kedera v'lo bozeh kedei l'tabeo v'lo bozeh kedei l'tabeo, and neither one of the elements, we say three different elements fell into a pot, neither one of them has sufficient strength in order to spice up the food. V'nitstarfu, they joined up. V'tiblu, but the fact that three different there were three different representations that were in the same pot, they together were able to spice up the pot. The hein shel iser, and they happen to be forbidden. Mitstarfin, they join up, even though each one on its own was insufficient to spice up the pot, but together there was enough quantity to spice up the pot. They join up laosra to make the food item, the pot of food in which they are found, to make it forbidden. Let's now turn back to the Gemara. So we have here three different kinds of spices that join up. The Omar Chizkiah, Hocha Bemine Mesika Askinon. The spices referred to here have commonality to them, in that they are Mesika. They have a certain like sweetness to them. Hoyel Uru'uyin Lemasek Bohen Esakadera. Since they're able to join up, since they all are able to sweeten the pot. E amris bishlam abosur taimo azlinon. If you say, like I say, says Abaye, that the determination of mixtures is based on the taste, kule cha taimo hu. They all have the same taste. Hence, they're able to join up. But if you say that mixtures are determined by the way they are called, each one is a different name. They're different substances. And being that each one is a different substance, how in the world can different things join up? The Rava Amarloch, Rava responds, Ha money Rabbi Meir hi. The source we just cited is taught by Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir has a very extreme approach and says that even if they are not the same, they're not the same in name, they're not the same in taste, they can join up. Rava is not accepting Chizkiah's interpretation to the source. Where Chizkiah said they were all Mine Masika, Rava says no, this source is taught according to Rebbe Meir, Tisanya. Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rebbe Meir. The Gemara now provides the source for Rebbe Meir's extreme restriction, his extreme chumrah. The source features Rebbe Meir. Minayin l'kol isurin shebatorah shemitzdarfin zayim zeh. From where do we know that different items that the Torah prohibits can join up with one another to create the necessary quantity? In other words, if you have sub quantities of different isurim, but you have a fraction of one iser and a fraction of another iser, they can join up together to form the necessary or the problematic quantity. From where do we know this phenomenon? Shenemar loy soichal kol te'eva, and this is interpreted kol sheti'avti loch, anything that I have prohibited from you, hare hu bebal tochal, it is under the restriction of lo sochal, one shall not consume it. At this point in the Gemara, we have a new machlokes, a new issue, new taroves, in which Abaye and Rava will be arguing. This is case number 3. On the side of our Gemara, we have a heading, Shnei Mikrim Shel Taroves Yayin V'chometz. The Gemara will be featuring two examples of wine-vinegar mixture. We've also added, Umachlokes Abaye v'Rava Bahagdoras Yayin Shereche Chometz. We will see that the Machlokas Abaye and Rava revolves around a case of how to classify wine that has a vinegary smell to it. Abaye says that wine with a vinegary smell equals Chometz. It's classified as vinegar. The Boser Reche Azlinon. Abaye says we follow the smell. La Rava, he says, Yayin, it is considered that it's considered wine. We don't follow the smell. nafgamina the beyayin shel heter shenofal lechemitz shel iser. There will be a point of difference, a practical difference between Abaye and Rava in a case where you have heter wine that fell into a majority of usser vinegar. L'Abaye, it'll be a min bimino mixture. It will be considered a min bimino mixture. What happens is as the wine enters the airspace of the vessel holding the vinegar, the majority amount of vinegar, the vinegar imparts a vinegary smell to the wine. So as the wine is coming down into the vinegar, the wine already takes on a vinegary smell. And according to Abaye, that says you determine things based on their smell, you in effect have smell of vinegar, namely the wine that has a vinegary smell. It's then called vinegar, vinegar falling into vinegar. That's called min bimino, and therefore usur b'mashehu. The Rava, we continue in our note, min b'she'eno mino. It's considered min b'she'eno mino, the usur rak b'no sein tam. Why is it called min b'she'eno mino according to Rava? When you have the wine with the vinegary smell falling into the vinegar, even though it has a smell of vinegar, according to Rava, the wine is called wine. He doesn't go boser recha, so it's wine into vinegar. It's min b'she'eno mino, and therefore, only if there is a taste, then the mixture is determined. Only if there is a taste of the iser, then it will become usser. Let's now turn to the Gemara. Chala is vinegar, lego chamra. The iser is falling into the heter. It's also noteworthy that the mute, small amount, is falling into the large amount. So you have the minority of iser falling into the majority of heter. Divrei hakol b'no sein tam. Everyone will agree that there won't be a problem unless the vinegar is able to impart a taste into the wine. It may be noted, why is it divrei hakol b'no sein tam? Because this is a case of min b'she'eno mino. Why is that? Well, however you look at things, the vinegar does not get a wine smell to it. Wine does not impart into vinegar a wine smell. So you have different tastes and different smells that are falling one into the other, and hence it's called min b'she'eno mino. And as we said before, it's determined whether only if the chala, the usser vinegar, would impart a taste into the majority of the wine that's heter. However, another case, chamra lego chala, if you have a wine that's usser, that's falling into vinegar that's heter. Abaye Omar b'mashehu. Here you have the wine that we mentioned is forbidden, falling into the majority of vinegar that's heter. Abaye says it'll be usser automatically, even b'mashehu, even if there's a mashu of the isser falling into the majority of the heter. V'rova Omar b'no sein tam, only if it imparts a taste. Now the explanation. Abaye Omar b'mashehu. The problem arises only if it's even if it's a minuscule amount. Why is that? Once again, what's the case? You have wine falling into vinegar. Reche chala v'taymo chamra. This, the wine that's falling in, is described by this phrase. It now has a vinegary smell, even though it has a wine taste. So this is called reche chala v'taymo chamra, according to Abaye, that determines things based on smell. What is this? What is falling in? Chala. It's called chala. It's called vinegar. The havelei, and now this mixture is min bimino. It's vinegar into vinegar. The chol min bimino bimashu. And as we said before, when you have like substances, the way like substances are determined is through mashu, meaning even if it's a minuscule amount of forbidden material, it is prohibited. Rava Omar benoisein tam. Rava says that this mixture is not immediately prohibited, even if with through mashu. What is happening here? Once again, we have a small amount of forbidden wine falling into a large amount of permissible vinegar. It is true that the wine falling in gets a vinegary smell to it. Reche chalav etaymo chamra. It's a substance that has a smell of vinegar, but still has the wine taste to it. This, according to Rava, is called chamra. It equals chamra. It's called wine. It's not like Abaye said that it's called chala, but rather it's called wine. And as such, the havele min b'sheino mino, since it's wine falling into vinegar, it's min b'sheino mino, v'chol min b'sheino mino, equals b'no same tam. Let's continue now in the Gemara to our fourth case. Hai bas tia. Now, it might be noteworthy that this is not a ta'aroves, but it's a case that features a machlokas abai and rova, and you can see that with the trapezoid form that will appear a bit later, and it's a case that involves smell. What is a bas tia? This is a situation where a tube is inserted into a barrel of wine in order to smell it, to check it out, whether how it's developing, whether it's able to last. Hai bas tia, a reference to the tube inserted into a barrel. Ovi kechovim b'di Yisrael, shapir domi. If a Gentile is smelling a Jewish-owned kosher wine, it's okay. There's no problem with a Gentile smelling the kosher wine. Yisrael b'dovi kechovim. However, a Jew smelling the Gentile wine, Abaye Omar Osir, that's forbidden. Rova Omar Mutter, and Rova allows. Abaye Omar Osir, why? Recha Milsehi. Smell is of significance. So what's happening here? The Jew is in effect smelling the smell of a forbidden substance. Rova Omar Mutter, Recha Lav Milsehi. Smell is of no significance. Omar Rova, Mino Amino Lo De Recha Velo Klum Hu. From where do I know that smell is of no consequence? Disnan. We have the following Tanaic source. Tanur Shehesikoi Bekamoin Shel Truma. An oven that was fired up with kamon is a certain type of spice, in this case of truma. Truma is a substance that's forbidden to everyone that's a non-Kohen. The Ofa Boy Es Hapas. And bread was baked up in it. Hapas muteres, the bread will be allowed. Lefishein bo tam kamon elo recho kamon. The bread doesn't have a kamon. That's the name of a spice. It doesn't have that spicy taste to it. However, it does have the smell of kamon. It has the smell of kamon, and the source says that the pas is muteres, that it's the bread is allowed. This shows us that Recha lav milsehi. Even though it's the smell of a truma substance, the bread is allowed to be eaten by even non-Kohanim. Abaye's response, shiny hosom, demikla isure. That case is different because the problematic substance, demikla means it's burnt up. The iser, the truma, is burnt up. It was used to fire up the oven so that there is no actual substance. There is only smell. It's a smell that exists without the original substance present. That kind of situation, even Abaye will acknowledge, is lenient. Omar Rav Mori Titanoi. Rav Mori advances the idea that the issue of Recha is dependent on a machlokes Tanoim. We have the following source. Haroida pas chamo. Roda is the process of removing bread from an oven. One removes some hot bread from an oven. V'nosna api chovis shel yayin shel truma, and place the loaf of bread on top of a barrel of truma wine. Truma, once again, is a substance that we view as usher because it's allowed only for kohanim. Rabbi Meir says that the bread is forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda matir. The bread is okay. A non-Kohen could eat the bread. Rabbi Yossi matir b'shel chitin v'oyser b'shel soyrim. Rabbi Yossi makes a distinction. If it's wheat bread, it will be forbidden. If it's barley bread, it's okay. M'tnei sha'asorim sho'avos. Once again, Rabbi Yossi allows in the case of wheat bread and forbids in the case of barley bread on the grounds that soyrim sho'avos, that so'orim barley, absorbs. Focusing on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda for the time being, my lav b'hol kamifligi. What must be explained? It's in the following that they have their machlokes. The Morsova, Rabbi Meir, who is in this source we saw was restrictive, he holds recha milsehi, that the smell is of consequence, and as a result of that, the bread has a truma smell, resulting in prohibition. Umor savar Rabbi Yehuda recha velo klumhu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, recha is of no consequence. So as we look at things from the Tanaic standpoint, it would seem Rabbi Meir holds recha milsi. That would seem to parallel Abaye's approach, and Rabbi Yehuda holds recha v'lo klumu. That would seem to parallel Rava's approach, making the machlokas Abaye and Rava a machlokas tanoim. The Gemara goes on to say, L'Rava vadai tanohi. Rava, who presented a lenient opinion, that namely Recholav Milsi, his opinion could fit in only to Rabbi Yehuda. He can't fit in to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, his stance is definitely a Tanaic controversy. L'Abaye mi lemo tanohi. As far as Abaye is concerned, is there necessarily a machlokas tanoim? As far as from his vantage point, Rabbi Abaye said that Rabbi himself said Recha Milsehi. The question is, could Rabbi Yehuda possibly hold like Abaye and come out saying that Recha Milsi? And if that is the case, how could Rabbi Yehuda matir in the case of the bread on the Truma wine? Taking a look at Rashi, Lemo Ketanoihi, Mi Amrinon, Rabbi Yehuda, Les Leida Abaye, should we say that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Abaye, Odilma, Leoilam Isle? Or maybe he does hold, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha, the reason the Rabbi Yehuda is relaxed, is lenient, to Kosover, Ein Reach Hayayin Nichnas Bapas, simply because the wine smell doesn't enter the bread, Avol Bebas Tiha, but in the case of the tube for smelling the Yayin Nesech, the reach nesach nichnas beguf modi. There, it's clear. There's obvious reach in that case. There, even Rabbi Yehuda would acknowledge Abaye's position that it would be forbidden. So the Gemara continues. Omar loch Abaye. Abaye tells us, lav miyitmar alomar rabba barachanu reish lakish. Was it not said in the name of Reish Lakish the following breakdown? Number one, bepas chamo v'chavis psucha. If you're dealing with hot bread and an open barrel of wine, divrei akol asura. Everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, would agree that it is osur, that the bread would be osur. Bepas soynenes v'chavis megufa divrei akol muteres. If you're dealing with cold bread and a sealed barrel, you put a loaf of cold bread on a sealed barrel of wine, everyone, even Rabbi Meir, would agree, muteris, that there is no problem. Lo nechleku elo, bepas chamo v'chavis megufa. The machlokes arises only in a case of aleph. One case is hot bread and a sealed barrel. Beis, bepas sonenes, cold bread, v'chavis psuchan, an open barrel. That's where there's a machlokis. However, the case I was talking about, says Abaye, the case of bas tiha, the tube, in smelling the wine, the yayin esech, nami kepas chama v'chavis psucha dami. That's like the worst case scenario, the hot bread and the open barrel, which everyone would agree is usher. And hence, says Abaye, that my position holding Recha Milsihi is not totally on a machlokas tanoim Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because my case would parallel a case of bread that everyone would have agreed, where there's a clear absorption or smell being sensed. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.